Oh, hello. Please come in. Welcome to my massage parlor. Is this your first time visiting us? Ah, splendid. And I do see here you have a reservation and you're right on time. So why don't you go ahead and have a seat right here on the table? Oh, please go ahead, take your shirt off and make yourself comfortable. Okay, you can go ahead and lie down now, on your stomach, please. Yes, just like that. And feel free to relax and get yourself situated. I'm just going to be over here applying some lotion to my hands in the meantime. So, what made you come by for a massage? Has work been stressing you out, perhaps? Ah, I see. Well, not to worry. It's quite understandable that you feel a little tense, and you've definitely come to the right place. I don't mean to brag, but I've been told I have the most relaxing hands in town. I suppose you can decide for yourself if that's true or not once I'm done. Alright, I'm just about down here. Are you already nice and comfy? Good, good. Well, in that case, I'll go ahead and begin with your shoulders. Oh my goodness, you weren't kidding about feeling tense. You're all stiff and knotted up. Oh, it's all right. Just let my hands knead all those knots away. Feel them working your shoulders nice and easy, firm but gentle. I've been told my touch is soothing to a person's soul, so let it just soothe you as I work the lotion into every inch of your shoulders. It's okay if your eyes begin to droop shut. You can let yourself sink into total relaxation. Oh, I can feel your shoulders finally easing up a bit. I'm gonna work my way a little bit lower, down to your back muscles. Oh, so stiff. You've been working very hard every day, haven't you? Well, don't worry. This is a safe place for you to set your worries aside and let me take care of you for a bit. Do you like the feeling of the lotion on your back? That, along with my massage technique, should make your body feel light as air and free of all tension. Forget your worries entirely as I work my way down to your lower back, making little circles with my hands as the knots are massaged away, one by one. I've also been told that my voice is calming, much like my hands. If focusing on my words helps you quiet your thoughts a bit, feel free to do so. That's it. I think it's having the desired effect. Your body is going nice and limp now. It's like you're putty in my hands. And I am going to shape you into a perfectly blissful state of restfulness. You're in good hands now. My hands. You can trust me. Feel my hands on your back. Listen to my voice in your ear. I am the only thing you need to be thinking about right now. Yes, that's it. Now, go ahead and turn over, please. Oh, hey, what's this now? It looks like there was more than one kind of tension to consider here. Oh, there's no need to be embarrassed, really. This happens more often than you might think. You know, it's unprofessional of me to even suggest this, but I think I might be able to help you with your little issue. Now, don't get too ahead of yourself. Of course, I can't touch it. I mean, I'd lose my license, but I'm willing to bet that I can take care of it with so much as laying a finger on you. Massages aren't my only specialty, you know. Tell me, dear, have you ever been hypnotized before? Oh, come on now. Don't sound so skeptical. I actually use my, well, I use a light hypnosis technique during my usual sessions, including yours just now. Nothing malicious, of course. It's just a way for me to help my clients relax a bit. Actually, you were taking to it quite well yourself. If you let me go all the way, drop you down in deep into trance, I think you'll be surprised at how quickly I can help you solve your problem. Words have power, after all, and my hands already make you feel so good, don't they? So, are you willing to give it a try? That's all I'm asking. It's all right if you don't believe I can do it. It's okay if you think you can't be hypnotized. All I want is for you to give it an honest try. What do you say? Excellent. Of course, I do ask that you don't speak a word of this to anyone after you leave here. This isn't a service that I offer to just any client after all. Now, I'm going to apply a little bit more lotion to my hands, and I'm going to pick up a massage right where I left off. All you need to do is continue relaxing. Continue letting my hands work their magic on you and sink into this calm relaxation. It should be so easy since you were already sinking for me just a moment ago. But I want you to sink even deeper now. Let your eyes drift shut. If they weren't already, just relax. Sink. Like I told you before, the only thing you need to focus on is the sound of my voice. No need to think, only sink. Let my touch guide you. Let my words become the voice in your head. It's okay if a few intrusive thoughts sneak their way in. Let them melt away along with all the tension in your muscles. Let them vanish along with all the stress in your body. You don't need to concern yourself with anything right now. Just my voice and my hands on your body. I want you to picture something for me. A spiraling staircase in a dimly lit room. Do you see it? It's faint, but you can see a door all the way at the bottom. I want you to begin making your way down that staircase. I'll count down from 10, and when I reach 1, you will arrive at the bottom. And with each step down you take, you will feel yourself falling ever deeper into relaxation for me. Are you ready? 10. You take the first step. Your body immediately begins to ease up. 9. More relaxed with each step. 8. Your thoughts are beginning to fog over, but it's not an unpleasant feeling. 7. Sure, thinking is hard, but following the sound of my voice is so easy. 6. That's right. It's easier not to think at all. Simply listen to what I'm telling you and obey. 5. Your feet begin to feel light. It's as though you're walking on air. 4. You're so relaxed now. You don't even feel your feet touching the ground. 3. You're drifting down the stairs so easily, as if it's my voice itself that is carrying you down. 2. You can see the door clearly now. You're nearly there. 1. Just a few paces more. Your mind is completely empty. Your body is completely relaxed. You only continue forward because you know it's what I want. 0. You stop at the door and look up at it. Without hesitating, you take the handle and twist it, pushing the door open. Inside, you find a room entirely shrouded in darkness, save for one thing in the center of it. As you make your way closer to the center, you see that it's a massage table, and standing next to it is a woman looking in your direction. She smiles as though she's been expecting you and greets you in a familiar voice. My voice. Welcome to massage parlor deep in your subconscious mind. Although I can't bring you to release in the physical world without putting my career at risk, in this place, there are no such restrictions. So lie down, make yourself comfortable, and prepare to feel pleasure like you've never felt before. As you lie back, you hear the sound of masseuse in your mind, preparing lotion in much the same way I do. Her intentions differ just a little bit from mine, though. You feel it immediately, pleasure pulsing from your hard cock and spreading through your midsection. That heavenly touch, those massage techniques that have brought you so much relaxation and peace of mind, they are now entirely focused on stroking your erect cock and bringing you as much pleasure as conceivably possible. You open your mouth instinctively to let out a moan, but nothing comes out. You immediately understand the reason why. I haven't commanded you to moan, so you won't moan while you're here. In this state of deep trance, my hands massaging your body as my words massage your mind, I am in complete control of you. You will do what I tell you to do. You will feel what I instruct you to feel. The prospect of it might have frightened you a few minutes ago, but now you find yourself excited at the thought, because you trust me completely and totally. You know that you are safe in my very capable hands. You know that I only intend to use my control over you to bring you immense pleasure and bliss. Isn't that right, my darling client? Good boy. As a reward, I want you to feel that hand on your cock begin to work it just a little faster. Yes, It feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to give up control, to leave your mind and your pleasure in the hand of someone qualified like myself. It feels good to submit. You'll find that the more you submit, the more control you relinquish to me, the more you sink into the state of total and utter surrender, the better you feel. As I told you already, I have no malicious intentions. I simply find it easier to do things this way. Things tend to go smoother when I'm in control. It's not that you aren't capable of making your own decisions. It's simply the fact that I am a professional. A professional that you trust. You do trust me, don't you? I want to hear you say it. Good boy. Feel the pleasure growing ever stronger now. This is my favorite part, watching a client's face become overcome with ecstasy as they submit to me, watching them grow more and more overwhelmed by the moment, knowing that all of that pleasure is coming from me, from my touch on your mind and body. And I don't even have to touch your cock to achieve this level of pleasure. I only need to drop you into trance and describe the process to you. You can feel it through just the power of my words. Her slender fingers wrapping around the base of your shaft, gently making their way up to the tip, teasing it for just a second, and making their way slowly back down, just to do it all again and again and again, each pump down with expertise and precision like you've never felt before, a technique that can only be born from experience. Oh yes, you are in very capable, experienced hands now, my dear client, and those hands are going to bring you right up to the edge, right to the verge of erupting for me. But don't do it yet, my love. In fact, you'll find it quite difficult to do so, even if you tried. While I have you in this state, you won't be able to do anything unless I allow it. Even so, I can see you throbbing so intensely, and I can hear those soft moans of pleasure you've been trying so hard to hold in as well. If we continue like this, you will inevitably come, in spite of my efforts to prevent it. And, well, I haven't quite had my fun yet, so we're going to take a little bit of a break. Go ahead, catch your breath for a moment. So, do you still not believe in hypnosis? Of course, you can't answer me just yet. You're still far too deep in trance and reeling from the pleasure of my touch on your mind. I'll tell you something that might warrant a reaction, though. In a minute, I'm going to let you come for me. Oh, yes, that had the desired effect. You're throbbing with anticipation all over again. I've been quite the tease, haven't I? Oh, I know how pent up you are, but I just couldn't help but toy with you for a bit, seeing you like this, so susceptible to my suggestions, squirming from just the power of my words. It's adorable. I could never get tired of it, but, well, you are my valued client, and I'm here to do right by you, to make you feel good, better than you've ever felt. Oh, so just relax and let your cock stand at attention. Return now to the massage parlor in your mind. Your beautiful masseuse is still there. She's still massaging your cock and bringing you so much pleasure. But suddenly, she takes her hands off and steps away. You weren't ready for her to stop. You ache for her touch. You crave to feel those fingers wrap around the base of your shaft once more. However, as she lowers her body down and brings her head level with your cock, you realize you're in for even better pleasure. She wraps her lips around you and takes your full length in her mouth. Instantly, you let out a moan from her pleasure. It's too much. It's too intense. But you know that no matter how much it grows, you won't come. Not without permission from me. The masseuse in your mind keeps working your cock with her mouth. Her technique is unparalleled. She knows just the spots to focus on to give you the most pleasure. Just how to use her tongue to intensify things even further. And of course, just when to pull away when things are getting too intense for you. The greatest blowjob you can imagine, the greatest pleasure you've ever felt, and it's building even higher because the pleasure isn't just coming from me servicing you. That's only a consequence. This entire session, I've been priming your brain to associate submission with pleasure. And now, as you grow ever closer to your inevitable orgasm, you find yourself dropping deeper into submission by the second. It's a similar sensation to the one you felt going down the stairs, but oh, it's so much faster. It's like your willpower is in free fall. You know that there's no need for you to make your own decisions. You know that if you simply trust me and do exactly as I say, you will experience pleasure like never before. You don't even need to think about the words I'm saying. No more conscious thoughts, only absolute obedience, total submission. And pleasure, so much pleasure, getting to be too much for you to handle. You're going to come very soon for me, my darling client. I'm going to give you permission, and you won't be able to hold yourself back. All of the pent-up tension you've been storing up will erupt out of your cock like a volcano, and you will finally experience true relaxation. Not a stiff bone or sore muscle in your body, not a single unpleasant thought in your mind, just utter bliss, all for me. You like the thought of it, I can tell, and you're so close. Just hang in there a little longer. I'm almost ready to allow it. I'll give you a countdown. Are you ready? Five. The pleasure is building. It's beginning to reach an apex. Four. You can feel the sensation of my mouth on your cock so vividly. It's all you can focus on. Three. I love seeing you like this, my dear client. So blank, so obedient, whimpering with pleasure as you throb from just the sound of my voice. Two. So primed to listen, so eager to obey. Ah, you trust me with your pleasure completely and totally. You know for there is no one else better for this job than me. One, almost there, just a few more seconds. You've been so well behaved. You've been such a good boy, and good boys deserve rewards. Zero, come for me. Go on, allow yourself to spill over that edge. It's been building like a volcano, so just let it erupt. Shoot it all out for me. Shoot everything out. All your tension, all your stress, all your body is totally relaxing as you surrender to this feeling and experience climax. That's it. Good boy. Oh, come for me. Ah, very good, my dear client. You did amazingly well. I am very pleased at how smoothly that went. Now, I'm going to count for three and snap my fingers. And when I do, you will wake up from this trance. Your body will remain totally relaxed, but your mind will be yours again. You won't feel the need to obey me anymore, and there'll be no lasting suggestions once you've awoke. Do you understand? Splendid. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, dear. How did you enjoy our little session? Oh, the mess. Don't worry about that. I'll clean it up in a moment or two. You just focus on staying relaxed for as long as you need to. Now that the massage has concluded, I'm sure the exhaustion you are no doubt feeling is hitting you all at once. Feel free to drift off to sleep if you want, or you can simply bask in the relaxation you're feeling now for a little. I have other clients to attend to, but feel free to stay here as long as you wish. I want to thank you for paying me a visit today, dear client. I had a lot of fun, and I can tell that you did as well. I do hope I'll be seeing you again before long.